Built a wonderful friendship. And
Wait. Tell the story about the wheel of cheese. Another time?
I don't know if he would approve. But actually, he would approve.
He would approve.
He's the kind of guy. The wheel of cheese goes like this. So one of our favorite activities is we would take visiting pastors and we would take them on a tour of the Romanian countryside. And so he had done this, you know, many, many times over the years as people came and visited and preached. And we had just happened to have Gary Munnins come and preach for both of us. He preached in both churches. And so during an off day, we drove up into the northern part of Romania where the Carpathian Mountains are, mm-hmm. in Transylvania. And there is a castle that is like Dracula's castle, like the actual Dracula castle where this guy... you know, he was famous for putting people on pikes and doing all kind of crazy stuff. So anyway, there's this little castle on top of a hill. Mm-hmm. And so we were going to go take a look at it. Now, I myself had been there once or twice already. Gary had not been there, obviously. Gary and Kathy, it was their first time. So they were excited to go see. So I said, okay, I'm going to go with them. And Pastor Dumas, he lived there for 18 years. So he had seen this thing. Who knows how many times?
Right.
So he didn't want to take the tour. He said, "You guys go, have a good time. I'm gonna stay down here and just take a little nap." And right there by where we had parked, they have these little carts that they're selling food from, and they're selling these wheels of smoked cheese, Romanian cheese, and it's delicious. It's really good stuff. And so he buys an entire roll. We're talking like 10 pounds of cheese here. It's this giant chunk of smoked cheese. And so he says, "I'm just gonna snack a little bit and take the rest home, and you guys have a good time and so we go up there. It was, you know, an hour or two. We climb up the mountain, we look at the castle, we say, "Oh wow." And then when we come back down, there's John. He's in the van. And I'll never forget, he was literally licking his fingers, and he had polished off the entire wheel of cheese. The dude ate 10 pounds of cheese within 2 hours. I was half expecting him to go into anaphylactic shock at any moment. So now we have to drive home. Now just imagine trying to spend time in a vehicle with a man who has just eaten 10 pounds of cheese. So now we have hours to drive, and we're going down Romanian highways, and he gets this look in his eye and starts fidgeting in his seat. And you can imagine what's happening. And he's trying to drive with one hand, and with the other hand he's like grasping the dash of the car. And you can see sweat coming down his brow. And John, are you okay, man? "We gotta stop right now. Right now we gotta stop. Stop right now." Well, you can fill in the blanks of what happened next. But it was not pretty. Let me tell you, it was not pretty.
And there's no rest stops out there.
Oh, no rest stop. We did find a little restaurant.
Okay.
And that's where we stopped. Okay. And when he came back out, he said, "I can't ever go back in there again." So that's the wheel of cheese story. I hope you don't ever hear this, Pastor Dumas, but amen. God bless you. We had a wonderful time there together, serving the Lord.